Hello and welcome to the D&D podcast, the mint at DungeonsandDragons.com, where we talk about everything but Dungeons and Dragons. I've been working my butt off today. I'm in East Chicago working on Prepper Girl's house. And working on getting it rentable for, her sister's in Switzerland, but she may be coming back to the U.S. And if she gets a job in Chicago, well then, boom, the house will be ready for her. If she don't, then Prepper Girl will be renting it out to somebody else. But anyhow, in the meantime, I'm working on that because the property manager that was representing her before was ripping her off. And so I'm kind of taking over until I find her a better property manager. So David Ray is supposed to be here soon. Hopefully, maybe, maybe not. I sent him a text. Whether he shows up or not, don't know. But anyways, yeah, we're pushing our times back to 8 o'clock now. I guess 8 o'clock is going to be the new time. It was originally 9. We moved it up to 7 on Sunday. It was originally like 9. Was it 9 o'clock? 7 or 9. I can't remember. On Friday. But then David Irish wanted us to move it to Sunday at 7. But he never called in. He called in twice, maybe 3 times. And now he don't call in anymore. So, we're pushing it back to 8 because that's what David Ray wanted. And he don't even call in anymore. I'm the only one who calls in half the time. Sometimes I forget. But, yeah, I'm the only one calling in. So, yeah, I guess I'm going to do Ron Paul. And if nobody calls in, then I'm going to hang up. So, here we go. Yeah, I got to get back to work on Prepper Girl's house. Because tomorrow I got to go to, I don't deliver my load tomorrow, but I got to get close to where I'm delivering my load tomorrow. So, here we go.
August 1st. It's a sad commentary on the state of political life in the United States that our political conventions have become more like rock music festivals than competitions of ideas. There has been a great deal of bombast, of insults, of name-calling, and of chest-beating as both party conventions. But what is disturbingly absent is any mention of how we got to this crisis and how we can get out. From the current foreign policy mess to the looming economic collapse, all we hear is both party candidates saying that they will fix it, no problem. In her convention speech, Hillary Clinton promised that she would fight terrorism and defeat ISIS by doing more of what we have been doing all along, bombing. In fact, we have dropped more than 50,000 bombs on ISIS in Iraq and Syria over the past 2 years, and all she can say is that we will drop more. How many more bombs will defeat ISIS? How many more years will she keep us in our longest war, Afghanistan? She doesn't say. In fact, the New York Times, certainly not hostile to the Clintons, wrote that it was almost impossible to fact-check Hillary's speech because she delivered a speech that was remarkably without hard facts. Clinton's top foreign policy advisor said just a day after her convention speech that her big plan for Syria was to go back to square one and concentrate on overthrowing its secular president. How many more thousands more will die if she gets her way? And won't she eventually be forced to launch a massive U.S. ground invasion that will also kill more Americans? Clinton does not understand that a policy of endless interventionism has brought us to our knees and made us far weaker. Does she really expect us to be the policemen of the world with $20 trillion in debt? Likewise, Republican candidate Donald Trump misses the point. He promises to bring back jobs to America without any understanding of the policies that led to their departure in the first place. Yes, he is correct that the middle class is in worse shape than when Obama took office, but not once did he mention how it happened, the destructive policies of the Federal Reserve, the financing of our warfare, welfare state through the printing of phony money, distorted interest rates that encourage consumption and discourage savings and investment. Trump tweeted this week that home ownership is at its lowest level in 51 years. He promised that if elected, he will bring back the American dream. He seems to have no idea that home ownership is so low because the Fed-created housing bubble exploded in 2007-2008, forcing millions of Americans who did not have the means to actually purchase a home to lose their homes. Not a word about the Fed from Trump. How are these candidates going to fix the problems we face in America if they have absolutely no idea what caused the problems? No matter who is elected, Americans are going to be very disappointed in the outcome. The warfare welfare state is going to proceed until we are bankrupt. There is hope, however. It's up to us to focus on the issues, to focus on educating ourselves and others, and to demand that politicians listen. Thanks for calling this update. A new update is placed on this number, 888-322-1414, every Sunday. The written text can be found on my Ron Paul Institute website at www.ronpaulinstitute.org and on my Facebook page. Thanks for listening.
To repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat the announcement, press 1.
Yeah. 2016. Elect nobody. They all suck. America's doomed. Too bad Ron Paul's not running again. I have somebody to vote for. Now I don't have anybody to vote for. But here's the catch. We should have voted in February. The primary, I didn't vote in February, so I'm just as much to blame as anybody else. I didn't know who to vote for in the primary. Rand Paul was really the only good candidate, and I'm not really a fan of him either. He's not following in his father's footsteps. If he was following in his father's footsteps, then I would say vote for Rand. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm disappointed in Rand Paul. But anyway, yeah, Ron Paul, probably the best option we've had in decades. But anyways, I don't know. And the other sad part is Ron Paul is no longer a congressman, which is really troublesome because Congress is where the power is. I was going to run for Congress out of Missouri, but I'm a truck driver, and in Missouri, you have to witness every single signature. And I'm gone all the time. I didn't, you know, I had people that would go out and get signatures for me, but I had to sign an oath to the New World Order that I witnessed every signature, and I cannot do that. I'm technically under God's law. Not supposed to swear oaths to the New World Order anyway. But I can always sign under duress because if we don't sign our oaths to the New World Order, they'll do harm to us. And that's why we need more freedom fighters running for office. It doesn't have to be Congress. In fact, I may not be running for Congress for a while again. Well, actually, I never really ran. this year I'm looking at getting off the road. I'm about done paying child support. And I'm getting off the road. I'm going to go work on cell phone towers like my brother. And I'm going to run for city council in Cedar County. I guess it'd be more like county council, but Cedar County is basically ran out of Stockton, Missouri, which is where I live. And where's that shovel? Here we go. And so I'm probably going to start. I'm going to run for council or the school board. We need more freedom fighters in the school district, on the school board, and whatnot, because that's their main source of indoctrinating the children to their theology. And we don't want our children being indoctrinated by the New World Order theology. So we need more freedom fighters running for office, whether it be the school board, whether it be council, whether it be Congress. The president doesn't have any power. The president is just a figurehead, a scapegoat, a puppet, if you will. They say, oh, yeah, well, he's got executive order, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But really, he can't do anything without Congress or Senate. But he gets all the blame, he or she, if we get Hillary. Oh, my God. But like I said, they're just figureheads. They don't actually have a whole lot of power. Congress has more power than any other office. Of course, they're trying to get it to where it's a dictatorship. And the New World Order, or the UN, will be dictating everything. So technically, the UN actually is where all the power is. But good luck getting in there as a freedom fighter, because they make sure freedom fighters don't get in there, because that would just cut their throats. Of course, they try to make sure that we don't get into power in our own country, too. But nonetheless, it's our country. We need to take our country back. And if you're listening and you're in a different country, you need to do the same thing in your country. Take your country back. Kick the New World Order out. We don't need their garbage. We don't need their indoctrination. We need our freedom and our liberties. We need to quit fighting amongst each other. United we stand. Divided we fall. They want us to have race wars and class wars. Gender wars and sexuality wars. What the heck? Cleaning the gutters. And there's plants growing out of the gutters. They haven't been done in a little while. Like I said, the property manager that was managing this property wasn't doing his job. I hate when people, you know, take advantage of people. Prepper girl is in Texas. She can't see what's going on up here in Chicago. So she just has to trust people. And the guy took advantage of her. Of course, she's a friend of mine, but even though she wasn't a friend, I still, you know, would be taken care of, you know, her. I wouldn't be taking advantage of her because of my style. But anyways, yeah, he wasn't sending her pictures. He wasn't doing anything. He wasn't sending her invoices, just taking her money and not hardly doing any work. And the work that he did do was crappy. I basically had to redo everything that he did, which wasn't much. So that was good and bad. But anyhow, back to freedom, liberty. Yeah, we don't need Federal Reserve. We don't need to audit the Fed. We need to get rid of it altogether. All right, what is this? Looks like deadly nightshade growing out of the gutters. No, but it is in the nightshade family. Interesting. Oh well, it's not growing in the gutters no more. Wow, look at this. Okay, I got my work cut out for me. Yeah, I've been working on this house actually for a couple months. He said it was going to cost her several thousand dollars to do all this work. I think it's cost her a maximum of $1,000 so far. And I think I might have about $1,000 left to do. And that's it. So I've already saved her several thousand dollars. Burying the pipe in the backyard, he said it was going to cost several thousand dollars. Took me one day. And all I needed was a shovel, one of those hard garden rakes, and a saw. Basically, a tree root had grown up underneath the gas line and pushed the gas line up out of the ground. So I called the utility company, had them come out, mark everything for me, which I already knew where the gas line was. But anyway, had them come out, mark everything, and dug it up, cut the root out, buried it, bam, it was all done in one day. Didn't cost me anything but my labor. My labor's not worth several thousand dollars for one day. I wish it was, that'd be awesome. But anyhow, things like that. What else? Oh, the pump. The water pump needed to be replaced in the basement. He never did that. So I did that. It was actually easier than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be complicated. I got it done in a couple hours. It actually took longer to analyze the situation and what I had to do and buy the parts. I'll figure out what parts to buy than it did to actually do the work. It was like, yeah, it was just so easy. Anyways, yeah, I don't know. There's other things. But he was like, oh, we can't get it rented until we get all these things fixed, and it's going to cost several thousand dollars and blah, 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 blah. Had her all freaked out. Had her, you know, trying to come up with money to do all these things, and it's rentable now, but now I got to find her a new property manager, so we can't rent it until we get a property manager. So if anybody is listening, which we don't really have any listeners, but if anybody does listen, then if you know any property managers or you know somebody who might know somebody, then let us know. Because I'm not going to be trucking much longer. I'm going to be climbing cell phone towers. So I won't be able to come up here and work on her property and look after her property so much. Unless they send me to Chicago to work on some towers. But I'll mostly be working out of the Kansas City area, and I'll be home every weekend. Home in Stockton, working on my off-grid organic farm and retreat. So, and working on running for office. And I'm going to go back to school for psychology. Get my degree in psychology. I've been studying psychology for, I don't know, forever. I've been a shrink to all my friends since I was a kid. I come to me all the time because they feel like they can't talk to anybody else about this, that, whatever. I'm the only person they can talk to about certain things. They're like, I can't talk about these things with anybody else. You're the only one. So then I got into astrology in 2012. Well, actually, I got into it in 2010. But I got into it hardcore in 2012. And so now I use that to also help people. Mostly, I'm doing it to help people either find astrological compatibility and or help them with their relationships when they're having problems. Purple Girl's my only customer right now, but and I don't make any money off of her astrologically. But well, not really my customer. She was kind of like a customer. But I never charged her, and she's more like a friend now, so I just help her like I help all my other friends. But eventually, I want to start making money off of it. So I'm going to get my degree, because nobody wants to pay somebody who don't have a degree. So I'm going to get a degree, but I won't be charging $80 to $100 an hour. For my time. Basically what I figure is I've been doing this for 20 years, so I should only make about $20 an hour. Yeah, I can live on $20 an hour anyways. You know? Or, you know, I've been studying psychology. I haven't had a degree for 20 years. But I've been studying psychology for 20 years. Well, you know, it's always easier to help somebody else than it is to help yourself. Because I don't know why. I guess because you can see things in a third party better when you're not involved in the situation. When you are involved in a situation, it's harder to see things in a third party. Although I do pretty good at that, because I analyze everything. But, nonetheless. Freedom! Like Braveheart. Freedom! Anyways, I guess I waited long enough for David to show up. He's not going to show up. So, yeah. If you miss my podcast, or if I don't record Ron Paul 1 week, whatever, you should call and listen to Ron Paul every week at 888-322-1414. Once again, that's 888-322-1414. The new updates are posted every Sunday or Monday. And usually Sunday, but he says Monday. But check out his website. He used to be a congressman. Now he's not. But he's still a freedom fighter. And, yeah. He's always been a freedom fighter. So, if you're a freedom fighter, run for office. Doesn't matter what office you run for. Actually, it does matter what office you run for, but, you know, just run for any office and vote no on anything that increases the size, the cost, extends the reach, and the power of government. So what do we got? Too much government. We don't need more government. We need less government. We got way too much government. We got way too much corruption. Got way too much theft in our own government. And we wonder why crime is rampant in the U.S. Well, crime's rampant in our government. Why? Criminals love criminals. So, you know, it's like if you look up Charlie Smith. You can find him on my YouTube account at Kano Trump, or you can also find him at Lindy Ladner's stuff. Just look up Ladner for Congress, Ladner for U.S. Senate. He was running for U.S. Senate. Now he's running for Congress. You can find him at scrapgov, scrap.com. My website is Vote for Kano, or Kano for Congress. If I run for council, then I'll get a domain name for that. Kano for Council or something of the sort. But I'll probably keep Vote for Kano. That's the main domain name anyways. Vote for Kano. So you can find Lindy Ladner. You can find Charlie Smith. Charlie Smith's got some good stuff. I forgot where I was going with that, with Charlie Smith. But anyways, run for any office and vote no on anything that increases the size, the cost, extends the reach, and the power of government. Oh, I remember what I was going to say. Charlie Smith, he says, there's two kinds of criminals. There's smart criminals, and then there's dumb criminals. We deal with the dumb criminals every day on the streets and whatnot. The smart criminals run for office. And they've been doing that for 85 years. And now, we got a buttload of criminals in office. And the only way to change that is to start getting freedom fighters in office. So we need more freedom fighters in office so we can start getting rid of the criminals. So, there you go. Kano for Council, Kano for Congress, or voteforkano.com. Actually, I'll go by the domain name for Kano for Council before I upload this audio. But anyhow, yeah, Kano for Council. So I'll be running for that probably in the next election. Or the school board. And we'll start working on unbrainwashing our children. Make them free thinkers. And get them off the pharmaceuticals so they don't... All the pharmaceuticals, these mental illness drugs that they're trying to get everybody on, is basically like getting a lobotomy. Do you want a lobotomy? I don't think so. Maybe that's why. Yeah, I study all kinds of psychology. I told you I was doing psychology. And this one guy was talking about, you know, men and dating and women. Men and women, dating, whatever. Women and dating. And he said that smart guys actually have a harder time getting women than dumb guys. And that makes sense, you know, because seems like most of the decent women out there end up with stupid idiots. And it's like, I can't understand why. I mean, I got women friends who keep complaining that there's no decent guys out there. And I know all kinds of decent guys. But those decent guys can't seem to get the women for some whatever reason. It's like they're no good with women. And a lot of them are educated guys. Not all of them, but a lot of them. They're smart. They're nice and they're smart. And they have a horrible time with women. But women are always complaining because because they have a horrible time with men. It's like, well, quit dating idiots, and you won't have a problem. But anyways, the point is, you almost want a lobotomy in order to be good with women, because it seems like women are attracted to idiots. At that, I will bid you good day, and you can stay tuned for our next podcast next Sunday at 8 o'clock Central, if anybody shows up. But more than likely, it'll just be me again. And I'll probably just record Ron Paul and maybe do a monologue like I did today. Wasn't planning on doing a monologue, but it's whatever. And, yeah. Like I said, if it continues to be to where nobody calls in, then I'm just going to basically stop doing the podcast and just record Ron Paul every week and upload Ron Paul. And that's it. Because I kind of want an archive of Ron Paul and all of his weekly recordings. I call them Freedom Fighter updates. And that's another thing. If anybody knows where I can get the archive of all of his weekly recordings, let me know. Because I want that.